This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Penrose Library in downtown Colorado Springs is set to reopen this week following a two-month closure for updates and renovations. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the reopening comes alongside planned open houses at 8 branches.
The newly renovated space will feature updated bookshelves, a project the library says cost $94,000. Other improvements include better visibility throughout the building and enhanced security. Additional updates will take place throughout the year. The reopening coincides with National Library Week. In addition to the downtown branch, open houses are also taking place at the Cheyenne Mountain, Monument, and Sand Creek locations, among others. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
New insight into the geologic history of the Spanish Peaks is helping scientists dig into the southern Colorado region's unusual aspects, like why the elevation of the state's eastern plains is high compared to similar places around the world. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The two distinctive summits west of Walsenburg, known as the Spanish Peaks, were formed by volcanic activity deep underground millions of years ago. CU researcher Sabrina Kynes says the peaks were exposed as the softer rock around them eroded away long ago.
Almost a kilometer of material being eroded within 1 million years, which is a pretty fast magnitude.
Kynes says two buttes south of Lamar, Bedito Cone north of Walsenburg, and other terrain features in the region have a similar history. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The largest teachers union in the state has a new leader, Kevin Vick. He's the union's current vice president and has a background as a high school social studies teacher. He's expected to lead the Colorado Education Association's 40,000 members for the next 3 years. This is CPR News and KRCC.